perform according to your word. You're awesome, God. We love you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hey, Kim McVeigh. I am so excited, family. Got a couple of things to share with you before we go to the word of the Lord. Hey, big sis, Tony Brown. Love you. I'm just excited. Today is Tuesday, and Central of Hope, you are the greatest church in the world, hands down. Yes, you are the greatest church in the world, and I love you to life. And tonight, all of Atlanta, you've got to be here tonight. First Fruits Revival starts tonight at 7 o'clock at the Center of Hope. I'm just looking for three people to come. Let me tell you who they are, Lottie, Dottie, and everybody. I'm looking for you to show up tonight. Our preacher is going to be here. It's going to be a teaching revival that's going to be phenomenal concerning First Fruits. You need to be here tonight at 7 p.m. at the Center of Hope. It's going on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. You don't want to miss it. Pastors, you've been wanting that First Fruits ministry in your church. You need to meet me tonight. Come be my special guest at the Center of Hope, and I know that God will bless you. Now, family, this is also our last Tuesday night Bible study. Next week, we go back to Wednesday nights, and it's going to be a blessing, and I'm looking forward to worshiping with you there. Family, let's go to the Word of the Lord on today, Deuteronomy chapter 32. Deuteronomy 32 and verse 11. Our theme for this year, and I pray you gather this with you and take it with you. Our theme this year is we fly. We fly. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. We're believing God that this year we'll fly just like that eagle. Fly above everything that attempts to hold us down. Flying literally means that you have defied the laws of gravity. All the pressure of gravity that's holding you down, flight means you've gotten above that or you are fighting with it. This year, we're going to fight against everything that attempts to hold us down. I don't know what's on your list, but pressure, depression, issues, money, finance, family, whatever is on your list, we're going to put it on our backs and we are going to fly in spite of and because of, because that's what God has commanded for us this year. We fly. Sometimes you just got to brush your shoulder off and tell yourself, we fly. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 11. There's something here that you've got to get. As the eagle stirreth her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. The first person that I want to get you here, it says, as the eagle stirreth her nest. In order for us to fly, the eagle has got to stir the nest. What that simply means, eagles are born so majestic with everything they need to fly higher, longer, see further than any bird in the bird kingdom. But what happens at birth, eagles do not recognize who they actually are. As a matter of fact, there's an old story that says an eagle egg rolled into the barnyard and the chicken put the eagle in the nest, sat on it, and hatched the eagle with the other chickens. And as long as nobody told the eagle who was bigger than all the chickens, stronger than all the chickens, nobody told them that they were an eagle, they would walk around and scratch and cluck looking for worms like chickens. Somebody has to announce to you that you are an eagle. Listen, listen to me. You are an eagle. I promise you, it is time for you to fly. But something happens to eagles because they don't just understand how great they are in the beginning. This text says here in Deuteronomy that the mother eagle has to stir her nest. What she does while the eagles are sleeping, she lines the nest with thorns, and then at the appropriate time, she gets in the middle of the nest and begins to flap her wings and causes the eagles to get up running and looking for a safe place to go. But wherever they go, they run into these sticker briars and ultimately have to get out of the nest. That seems real cruel for a mother eagle to do to her eagles, but nonetheless, at that point, those eagles, the nest is on top of a cliff. And the only place they can go to escape this tumult is over the cliff. Yes, the mother eagle knows what's inside of you. I felt that right there. God knows what's inside of you. That's why he's rattling your life. That's why he's shaking up your finances. That's why he's removing some friends. That's why he's taking you to other levels, but also taking you to some deeper depths. He's trying to move you from something that, if not, you'd stay there and be comfortable with all of that power and authority in you, you'll just lay around the nest. So God allows something to come to push you in a place where you get pinched, where you get scratched, where you get clawed, and eventually you just have to go overboard. You have to jump out of the nest. But it is as these eagles are falling, and it looks like it's hopeless. The eagle, at this point, the baby eagle doesn't even know how to fly. But something happens in the midst of this free fall flight to the earth. All the eagle has to do is just open his wing. Oh, my God, I felt that. All you've got to do when you feel like you're losing everything, just open your wings. Lift those hands. All you've got to do is spread. And when the eagles lift their hands, when they open those wings, the wind catches underneath the wings, and for the first time, they fly. Oh, my goodness. We fly. What are you saying, Dallas Wilson? I'll tell you what I'm saying. It's time for you to stop worrying about how far and how fast you're falling. It's time for you to get out of the nest, spread your wings, and begin to thank God for where you are and who you are. You are an eagle. You were not built or created to stay in a nest forever. So God is allowing some things to happen to get out. But once you get out and spread your wings, lift your hands in worship, I promise you, you'll fly higher and farther than you ever thought you would. This is not the year for you to take the devil's bluff. I'll say that again. This is not the year for you to take the devil's bluff. We did it before. We stayed in the nest. We hid and didn't want to come out. I'm telling you, this year, it's just a bluff. You are going to fly. You are going to fly. Lift your hands and fly. I got to go, y'all, but can I get some crazy person wherever you are to just lift your hands, signifying to God that I'm ready to fly. Wherever you need me to go, whatever you need me to do, I know who I am. I know what you've called me to do, and staying in this nest is not it. I am going to fly. I'm believing God for you. Listen, I got to go, y'all. We're going to pray, but I need you to do something right now before we pray. I need you to connect this video to your page and tag everybody you know. We almost got 1,000 yesterday, but I know we're going to get it today. You've got to repost this video, and it will bless your life. So those of you who are watching this by repost, God had you in mind for you to check out this video, and I pray that it blesses your life. We got to go, y'all. Father, I thank you. I've done all that you've commanded me to do. God, we're flying even right now. I know the nest is getting difficult. There's trouble everywhere. But God, now we are flying. We believe you. We're going to jump out and trust you to do the rest. God, where I go, it's now up to you. I'm doing what you've commanded me to do. Let the winds blow in our favor. God, let the storms be beneath us. But God, give us a breeze to take us where you need us to go. So, Father, I bless you, and I thank you for those who are on this call. I thank you for that person who has tears streaming down their eyes right now because they thought they were life was over for them. I thank you for that person who's wiping their face and saying, I can do it today. I can make it. My family will be strong. I thank you for that man who's just got a jolt of hope and faith downloaded into his mind and now knows he can do anything through Christ that strengtheneth him. So, God, I thank you for these moments, and I pray peace, power, and prosperity on everyone who is attached to this ministry. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Family, I love you. I'm praying for you today, and I want you to pray for me. Make sure you repost this video. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Center of Hope, I'll see you tonight at 7 p.m. And you, all of my Atlanta friends, I love you much. We'll talk to you soon. Two fingers. Peace.